From JMIS, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
In my nightly dose of CNBC last night, they were talking about the rise in expenses, seemingly the big problem around the Google Alphabet result. Is that how you've seen it?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, just before we start, actually, Mike, gosh, just about fell off my chair this morning. The UK politicians can't agree on some details around the Brexit process.
It's extraordinary.
Gosh,
isn't
there's
it?
A surprise, isn't Who's it? That? That's extraordinary.
Who would have seen that coming?
That's extraordinary. Gosh, that hasn't happened every day for the last 3 years. Yeah, let's talk about Alphabet. Yeah, for those of you that are, for the listeners out there that aren't aware of the connection, Alphabet is the parent company of Google. And Google, one of those unique companies that's become so sort of synonymous with everyday life, that's almost the name has almost become a verb. But so one of the big announcements, and we talked about the company announcement yesterday, we talked about, you know, we had some hits and some misses. Alphabet a bit of a miss, and yes, you're dead right, actually. What we're seeing with the Alphabet report is a bit of an unexpected rise in expenses. So across a few areas, there's investing in new buildings and computing capacity. That's to handle what they believe will be expected growth at Google, but also higher costs of acquiring content for Alphabet's YouTube television subscription service. And it has been over the last sort of 12 months a bit of a surprise to me, the popularity of YouTube for the younger sort of people who are actually watching longer format content on YouTube. I talk to my kids and they say, where did you watch that? And they say, oh, I watch it on YouTube. And I, you know, used to think it was the domain of 2 or 3 minute videos, but not people watching a lot of long format stuff there, but they're having to pay more because of the competition in that streaming area. Now, Alphabet say it's playing the long game and these increased costs. We've seen a bit of a surge in hiring new staff as well. They've now got 114,000 staff. They call them Nooglers. New Googlers. Didn't know that either, actually. It's been a morning of revelations. They've grown their revenue to approximately $25 billion in the last 12 months. So staggering the revenue of these companies, $150 billion a year. But earnings per share was down because those increased costs, 23% from the year before. Share price came under a bit of pressure in after-hours trading. But during the current trading session that we're looking at now, it's the loss restricted around sort of 2 to 3%. US market's more or less unchanged, actually, Mike, at the moment. Holding pattern ahead of that Fed Reserve announcement, which we'll cover off tomorrow morning.
Indeed, we will. A couple of little bit of commentary around the Auckland housing market, and that's coming back. And, of course, that I'm assuming it's all cyclical, isn't it? Because Sydney and Melbourne are going through the same thing at the moment.
Yeah, and so we've sort of covered this off for the last 12 months because there's always been this supposed sort of connection between particularly Sydney and Melbourne property prices and maybe this sort of halo spillover effect into New Zealand. There's a bit of work being done on that, and we do actually see some evidence that that operates with the Auckland property market. And yes, Dominic Stevens from Westpac very kindly sort of giving us a little bit of context to this story this morning as well, which is good. Thank you, Dominic. So specifically, we're looking at the Auckland market and we're looking at sort of, I mean, but we spoke about some evidence of sort of a turnaround in Sydney, Melbourne. We saw better auction results, and that's now being factored into analyst projections for 2020. So Moody's Analytics, they believe that those two signature markets of Sydney and Melbourne, they'll help a sort of a 5.4% rebound in the Australian national market in 2020. Sydney prices expected to lift 7.7% next year and then another 7.6% in 2021, and not dissimilar numbers in Melbourne as well. So you'll still see some falls being reported for 2019, but then it picks up. Talking about lower interest rates, easier credit conditions. We've got the same tailwind on interest rates here with the changes to Reserve Bank capital. Not sure we'll get the same tailwind on credit. But you've got the sort of relief, I suppose, of no capital gains tax there. So, yep, all good.
Numbers, please.
US market hanging in there. 27,101, up 10 points on the Dow Jones. The S&P 500, 3045, up 5. And the NASDAQ, 8298, down 27. And Alphabet won't be helping there. FTSE 100, 7300, down 31. The Nikkei, 22974, up 106. Shanghai Composite, 2954. Our local markets barely moved yesterday. The ASX 200, 6745, that was up 5 points. The NZX 50, also up 5 points, 10,793. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6353. US, 0.9258 Aussie, 0.5717 Euro, 0.4929 pounds, 69.16 yen, gold, $1,490.28, down about down $2.80, and Brent crude $61.79.
Fabulous effort. You have a good day and appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.